Sisters and brothers, it is my privilege to introduce to you Kelsey Francis, representing the Lund Center. And she will introduce the program of the Lund Center to us and also some friends of hers that she brought along.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for having us here. My name is Kelsey Francis Faith, and I am the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Outreach Specialist at Lund. And what that means is that I serve as a reproductive health educator and advocate for our Lund clients, as well as coordinate and implement our Teen Pregnancy Prevention Outreach Program throughout the state of Vermont. And that program is one in which I am joined by Lund clients at, and we go to middle schools and high schools predominantly, and we educate about unplanned pregnancy and the implications of young parenthood. So that being said, before I bring up our guests today, I just want to also introduce Barbara Rachelson, who is our executive director. We will be staying after in the vestry, to enjoy some time with you, answer any questions you have, discuss further what Lund offers for programs and services. So I do want to thank all of you so much for your avid support of our organization. The efforts that you make on a recurring basis make a huge impact on the daily lives of our clients and their families. So to bring some further light and insight to that, I am honored to present to you Tara. She is a Lund client who will be speaking with you all about her journey as well as her involvement with Lund. So Tara, come on up.
Hi, I'm a little nervous. I'm Tara. I grew up in Bridport, which is in Addison County. I have three children. I had a really great childhood. I always did well in school. I had a great family, lots of friends. I met my first love when I was 15 years old, and I ended up getting pregnant at 17. I was all ready to go to college, and I had to give that up. Which was pretty important to me. But on the other hand, I gained myself a family, and I loved being a mom. Had a really, really good life for a lot of years, and then things started to go downhill a little bit. Lost a best friend to an unexpected death. I went through some domestic violence with my daughter's father. I ended up moving back home for a while, and I met a new guy in my life and got pregnant again. As soon as he found out I was pregnant, he left, but I decided to do it on my own. I moved out of my parents, I got my own place, I got back on my feet, and I had another beautiful baby girl brought into my life. A few years later went by, and I ended up meeting Josh, and I got pregnant again with Cameron. I thought that, here we go, this is my chance for a real family and to move on in life. And Josh had struggled with drug addiction and was only sober for a few months at a time. So I started using drugs. And when that happened, I was introduced to this whole other world, which wasn't good. Addiction made me lose my home, my job, my children, my morals, my hopes and dreams. It took everything from me. I finally decided to go to rehab, which is extremely hard to get into. There was not a lot of options around here, and the time limits of wait are extremely long. I ended up just going to one and begging and pleading that I needed to be there or I was going to die. Sorry. And they let me stay, which I was very thankful for. From there, I got into Lund, which really changed my life. I didn't want to cry. So at Lund, it was really great because I learned that I wasn't alone, and there was 26 other women right there with me that have been through a lot of the same things that I did. And I was given a case manager, a counselor, and a family educator, and I was able to attend groups, a variety different of groups, some with substance abuse, some having to do with life skills, some to do with teen pregnancy, some to do with family education. So I was very busy there. I stayed there about 6 months, got my life back on track, and there's lots of structure there, so that was really important for me. So Lund started my growth in recovery. I made some mistakes along the way. It hasn't been an easy road, but it's getting there. I had a whole team of support there, which is really important. The support is so important to have. Leaving Lund, I work with a family engagement specialist from Lund who comes to me. She's one of my main supports. She's helped me get back on my feet and given me resources out in the community. I also work with Kelsey, who's the teen pregnancy prevention, and I go around to schools and tell my story and educate children. Let's see. Lund is a really important program. It helps a lot of women and children. And it helped me get back on my feet. It helped me reunite back with my children. I don't think I would have stayed clean and sober without Lund. I want to thank you. I want to thank your church and the community for all your support. And please know that it's making a big difference.